So there's a delivery of enchantment that is presenting, and this is an orchestration of love's arrival. This is specifically about forgiving the self, to release all of the false perceptions that we've all they're saying naturally, but of course it's the programming, but that we inherited when we cast that downward shadow. In other words, when we took on the human form, when we took on duality, and all that we heard, we sensed, we perceived, out of our bodhisattva nature, we took on to alleviate the suffering of ones that we loved, whether we were consciously aware of it or not. So they're asking us to imagine this eternal flame of brilliance that is simply bringing us into our true nature, bringing us into our true entitlement, bringing us to our true stardom, bringing us whole, so that we come up higher and pre-select love's journey. So love's journey is who we really are. We are love. We are only love. That's who we are, out of the sense of brokenness, out of the sense of duality that is right, wrong, good, bad. As long as you're in duality, you're going to have the sense of impoverishment, of failing, of scarcity, of loneliness, brokenness, on and on. So this is about reaching new heights, reaching God's glory. Again, God being our God self, God being our wealth, God being our true nature. Because we want to remember that our I Am presence is literally a ray of God. So we are entitled to all of that consuming flame, all of that consuming broadcast, all of that consuming delight. So when they said delight, it's like delight of light. And they're reminding us to let go of our five senses. In other words, to let go of our clinging nature, everything that makes up the perception of self, that makes up who we believe we are. Because remember, that's the stronghold of suffering. That's like a story that it's like losing its foundation, it's losing its form. So we want to remember that we took that on in order to bring God's glory, heaven into earth. In other words, we brought forth like all of that old belief, and they're saying that like we've been carrying it for far too long. So this is our place of new beginnings, and this is our place of new understanding, and this is our place of that broadcast journey in our faithful assumption. So again, we're remembering that we are that I Am presence, that we are that divine self that is out of the old prophecy, that is out of the old religion. So the old religion is you've done wrong, you know, you must suffer. So that is being extinguished. That is being released from our dormitory. In other words, from our association, as we will allow love to begin. So now we understand why it's so imperative to keep releasing these false perceptions of judgment. Because as long as you're holding on to that judgment, right, wrong, good, bad, whether it's against self or another, you're still playing in the old establishment. So remember, that's about to give way for those ready to perceive. So what we're perceiving is we're perceiving with our light. We're receiving ourselves out of that old turnstile that really kind of goes nowhere, even though we think we're going somewhere. Of course we're not, because we keep bringing up the past. We keep bringing up all of the false injury. So allow yourselves to be made whole. when we're made whole, we're already divine. We're already one with our I Am presence. We jump to that life's conclusion that's been waiting for us steadily, because remember, we each came from the higher dimensional placement, and we're each here to serve the awakening of consciousness. Well, you can't serve the awakening if you're still believing in the false provisions. So allow yourselves to, how would I put that word? Sort of like elongate, how would I say that? It's almost like this buoyancy. It's almost like really realizing that you're actually not tethered to the past. You're actually not tethered to form. You're not tethered to those false imprisonments, those false beliefs. And so as you allow yourselves to dance, so when they're saying dance, it's almost like dakinis. In other words, like dakinis, divas, like this very lighthearted energy that's helping us to move beyond that old broadcast. So when I'm receiving it, I just see these like spiritual horses, and it's almost like, you know, they're not reined in. They're not held back. They're free. So the spiritual dancing, or the spiritual, like these horses, are bringing us forth like quick delivery, swift delivery. So it's this energy of just moving forward, moving higher into this full broadcast reality, where we've always existed, where we've always understood. So if we can remember that we've existed higher, in other words, this I Am presence that we're aligning with, we've been all along. So it's not as, it's not so far away. And it's not so on, well, but here's my debilitating story. You don't understand where I am, or you don't understand how entangled I am. It really has to do with where we're seeing. In other words, as we allow ourselves to dance with the light, in other words, to move into our higher vicinity, to move into our higher extension, to move in our higher broadcast, we're one and the same with that, as we will sign on the dotted line. In other words, as we will say so. So to say so, it's like you're walking out of the old restrictions. You're walking out of the old limitations. You're walking out of the old drama, because you're one and the same. So one and the same is love has already arrived. Liberation has already occurred. So we want to, like, they're asking us just to sort of be with that for a moment. Liberation has already occurred. So all of these lie codes, all of these downloads, all of like bringing us gently into our new accommodation. 5D is already upon us. The ascended earth is already here, waiting for us to join, waiting for us to assume, waiting for us to notice. So remember, it's a little bit like you can't serve two masters. You can't serve the old system and the new system. So the more that we make the new arrival predominant, the more that we make it customary, the more that we sing along, the more that we dance, the more that we assume, the more that we self-evidence, the more that we focus, the more that we play along with, the more that we see this as our true rite of passage, love has already occurred. The overriding prophecy has already begun. So we want to like be with that, play with that, align with that just a moment longer, because as we will erase fear is, if you believe in fear, well, then you're going to play with fear, and you're going to create fear premonitions because you say so, because you are the creator. And so we're creating out of darkness. And so as we will align with love, as we will align with our permanent residence. So our permanent residence is who we actually are in the eternal. It's who we've always been. It's who we are before we agree to play the game. So we really want to understand that. In other words, our name is already there. Our like divine representation is already fitted. In other words, everything that we need to be one with our diamond self, to be one with our Christ self, is already given. Is already in our midst, waiting to be seen. Excuse me. Waiting to be understood. Waiting to be discovered, waiting to be enhanced. So enhanced is how we give ourselves permission to rise above. So it's allowing ourselves to begin our new orchestration of delight, our new orchestration of that Christ relevance. So again, when they're saying Christ, we're not talking about Jesus as much as we may love Jesus. What we're referring to is the remembrance that we are one and the same with that light. We are one and the same with that Christ relevance. We are one and the same with that broadcast of love. So love is who we are. How do I put this in words? It's sort of like the more that we can find love attractive, the more that we can understand that we're not broken, the more that we can come and dance with the light. So they're saying dance with the light, and these orbs are just amazing, is like to really recognize that there's a place that we can harvest, that we can lay our head, that we can take our turn, where regardless of what's occurring in 3D reality, we've moved beyond. We're already there. So we're allowing ourselves to dance in that light, how would I say that, like without consideration. Like in other words, don't worry about all of the old assimilation, because we're operating from a different say-so. We're operating from a different voice. We're operating from a different consciousness. Because remember, all of the dimensional existence properties are here, waiting for our attendance, waiting for love's arrival. So I wanted to say our arrival, and they changed it to love's arrival. And there's a reason, because we're stepping out in faith into our true broadcast of love, because love is the greatest power. Love is the greatest healer. Love is the greatest mastery consent. Love is God. And so we are love. And what we're learning to do is to arrive at that high note. So we want to remember that everything that we're sort of like still banging into, still frustrated with, it's because we forgot we were love. And so we're returning to that true vocation, to that true exclamation, to that true enhanced adventure. So that advanced adventure, when I said enhanced adventure, there was sort of like a ding, or it's almost like a certificate. It's almost like when they would put a seal to secure our faith, to secure our placement. So in other words, there was this like activation of love's assurance. In English, as we offer ourselves to our wholeness, it's already decided. It's already decided. It's already there. It's already demonstrated. It's already chosen. So we want to allow that choice to be heard by all of our cellular memory, because as we align with that choice, we stand up in our readiness. So it's sort of like game's already over. We're just walking it out. in a liberal fashion. So when they say liberal fashion, we're going to go back to those words of swiftly and remember the spiritual horses. So in other words, there's this gaining interest. There's an accelerated energy that is appropriate and is accompanying us. If we can remember the energies now, we're like ripe for the picking. In other words, we can authorize this love's association in a matter of a heartbeat. So when we say yes, it's almost like switching the lever, moving into a new orchestration, moving into a new residence. And so it may seem like everything's the same, but we've already been lifted up. So everything that is like part of our master's journey is now going to appear, and it's going to appear of higher value. That means there's going to be an increase. So whatever we each of us needs for our complete healing, it's like that increase. It's an enhanced energy. In English, it just makes us see the answer key faster. So we want to do our due diligence by really recognizing that this has been the plan all along for this incarnation, for us to rise to that eternal sacred flame, for us to be spoken for, enhanced, delivered. Now, we're not being delivered from someone else. It's like, come save me. We are delivering ourselves. We want to remember we're the conscious creators. We have that God energy to create with, as we will demonstrate our faithfulness. So our faithfulness is in our higher self, our divine self, our Christ union, our I am presence, whatever Buddhahood, what Buddha self, whatever rings true for you, they're asking you to commit. So when I receive that, it's like we're growing in height. So this is like energetic height, and we're assuming our self-mastery. What this means is that swiftness, our ability to override the past, our ability to release all of the old beliefs, all of the old values that we've been creating out of. When I'm saying that, I just have this being, and he's blowing air almost like through a straw, but it's creating a like a vortex of change. So if we can remember, this is all consciousness, and change can occur very quickly as love will arrive. So as you identify with love, you've got the power of love. You've got the power of the universe backing you to complete your mission. Each of us are moving into 5D at a moment's notice, meaning that it's your heavenly right to arrive. And as we pledge that request, it's like we have overseers, we have support, we have this ascended beings of counsel that are guiding us to our wholeness with swift occurrence. I keep using that swift occurrence. In other words, it's now. It's now. So allow this to occur with ease. Remember, we don't need a 2-year linear contract anymore. It's occurring with ease as we will orchestrate love's arrival. Orchestrating love's arrival is really remembering that love is the master and love is guiding us. So it doesn't mean we just sit docile and not do anything. It means that we operate out of that higher acknowledgement, out of that higher entitlement, out of that place of our I am knowing that is becoming one and all of ourselves. In other words, we're aligning with that I am presence in our awakened fashion. So allow everything in your life to take note. In other words, to agree upon love's arrival. To agree upon love's arrival, we're agreeing to a new reality. We're agreeing to a new timeline. We're agreeing to a new, true, accurate statement of self. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so it is. Love, 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 love.